In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. One God, Amen. Our lecture now concerning changing. How can you change in yourself? Not only for marriage, you know, because many of the youth do not like the subject of marriage. Just the subject of changing. I'll try to speak not only in marriage. But you know, we need to change in all our life for the spiritual matters, and also we need to change to enjoy our marital relationship. We need to change because God came to us in order to make people change, to enjoy better life. He said, I came specially to give you life and make it better. So we need to change to enjoy better life. Anybody who does not like to change, he is now living less than he can enjoy in life. There are many wrong concepts we need to discuss. First of all, somebody may say nobody changed. Many people believe that nobody changed. There is no way. And others may say, this is my way, this is me. This is me, so forget about changing. This is me, I'm nervous. I'll stay nervous for the whole life. And if I live 1,000 years, I'll be nervous too. So this is, you know, a wrong concept. Anybody can change, and we will see now. Another wrong concept. My partner should change, not me. Your friend. If you are having some troubles with your friends, you might think of, they should change. No, you need to change. And if in a marital relationship, husbands may think, my wife should change, should work hard on changing herself. And he forgets saying, I need to change. Another wrong concept is, in marriage, changing is always the worst, to the worst. Actually, I heard it in a counseling program that people always have dreams in marriage that they will change into better personalities. And practically, most of the people change backwards into worse personalities. But actually, this is wrong. We can do better in marriage, and marriage helps us to change if it is really Christian marriage. Changing in matter that looks so simple. You can start by changing just few things which are simple. The way you put things on your table. This is kind of changing your program. The way you put your clothes. The way you eat, it's not easy, but it could be simple. And then, you know, like, okay, eating and dressing ways, the way of talking and being active and fast in something. So these matters are a bit simple or easy to change. Matters that look so big to change in understanding and situations, to change in concepts. How do you see things? The level of money inside in your heart. How do you consider problems and trials? And how do you look, you see, regarding money, regarding family, regarding friends? To change a concept is much difficult, more difficult than to change just attitude or situations. And it's more important, you know, when you change your mind, you can change whatever around. Also, the way you regard the upbringing, the look, how do you see this story of upbringing? Matters that look impossible. You can change your clothes, you can change the way you talk, you can change some of the concepts, but some people believe that characters can never change. Even this can change. Like anger, hardness, sharpness, worry, fear, lying, whatever, bad things, bad traits, bad characters. So anything in human being can be changed. So first idea, we need all to change, and God is behind our change. God is forcing us to change, pushing us to change, because changing is the way of repentance till we reach the kingdom of heaven. The direction of changing in marriage, especially in marriage, actually we are directed in a way of change to supply the needs of the other and myself. It's kind of compromise. It's not, you know, an absolute change for good. No, it's kind of, we need to change to satisfy the partner need, to help both of us to enjoy life more. So this kind of personal or very special change is related to the needs of each. Also, you can say the direction of changing into marriage is for more good relations, harmony and happiness. So by changing, we can enjoy our day together as a couple much more than before. So we all need to change. And you know, you can apply this also on the relations of the friends and on the family matters and everything. Marriage is the best environment for changing. You know, they put in the books of counseling, family is the best environment for changing. And for the couple, marriage is really a good environment to help you to change. Because you know, in the family, you have usually a complete trustfulness and frankness, and you know, there is kind of clearness in everything. Also, it's for my benefit to change so as to be able to live, because in sometimes if I do not get this change, I cannot live. I do not know how to live with this guy, with this partner. I cannot live within this family through these circumstances. So I need to change. You know, put in mind some kind of change is just you have a better capacity to endure others. Another way of seeing problems. So changing is not only in the characters, the easy one. No other way but to change. We have nothing in Christian marriage. We cannot, you know, get out of the marriage. So we need to change to enjoy marriage. Also, the mutual need is a motive for changing. We both need each other, so we need both to change. The rules for changing, of changing, and this applies you for the youth, for the kids, for the elders, for the marital couple. These rules of changing are very important because we should remember them. First of all, we should consider the grace role. Nobody can change without the power of God. Nobody. بدوني, without me, لا تقدرون أن تفعلوا شيء. You can do nothing. So consider this. If you want to change your temper, you need to pray. If you want to change your selfishness, you need to pray. If you want to stop your lust and fight your thoughts, if you need to change into an active person, a giving, serving one, you need to pray. First of all, the grace role we should remind ourselves of. And you know, this kind of grace, the key for grace is prayer. It's allo thought. When you ask, you will take. And most of the fathers, the early fathers, understand this simple verse as ask for grace and you will be given. He said, ask and you will be given. But the Lord is always considering His grace. It did not mean that ask for money and you will be given. Not always, actually. But for grace you will be given. So the key for grace is praying. And when you spend more time in praying, you get more grace. so you get more change. The same applies to the Bible, and we will have afternoon, I think, a session for how to get the grace out of the Bible, how to enjoy Bible reading, how to spend more time with the Bible. This, I think, we'll have one session, the last session tonight. So the Bible is another key for the grace, because the verses of the Bible, the inspired words of the Holy Spirit, are full of power, are full of grace. So when you come in touch with the verses and you think of them much, you get this power and grace. The last key, the commonest key for grace, is to be humble. Because humility, humbleness is a key for grace. You know, today is the first day of the fasting of Saint Mary, and she said so. She revealed this truth. Nazara ila tada'amatu. He looked down to his maid servant because she is humble. So she knew that he looked down to her, he looked at her, he chose her because she is very humble. And that's why we call Saint Mary al-Mumtali'a Na'ma, full of grace, because she was the most humble person on earth. Although she is Theotokos, Mother of God, but she kept telling others about herself, I'm his maid servant. It was written in Luke 1:2, twice, maid servant. Ana amat al-Rab, nazara ila al-tada' amatu. She kept calling herself, I'm just a servant. And all the generations after calling Saint Mary, Mother of God. Second point in the rules of changing, the role of struggling. You cannot change without trying, without struggling, without your effort. You have to do something. God is ready to help you to change, to be a saint. Not only to change some of your minor characters. No, He is behind you to push you into this holy life, to be saint, to be Christ-like. But just give your hand up. This kind of exercise or training or trying out, this is what we call struggle. And this kind of struggling, we need, like diet, like exercise of the sport, we need to stick to it. You can never change your character in a week exercise. No, we need months and years of exercising things just to change your character, to change your look, your concept. And this should be guided by your father of confession and guided by the readings of the fathers and by guidance of the church. So as everything in life, exercise should be guided by those who tutor the training course. We need the same in our spiritual life. And also, while struggling, you need always to be encouraged. You need hope. Because while doing so, you will fall many times. Nobody changes easily. But remember two things, that the grace is behind you, it's the power for change, and grace is always ready to help you to change. And then we need time to change. So keep the hope up that you will be changed if you like. The third rule of changing, we need the follow-up and review. We need to evaluate ourselves frequently. In order to change, we need regular evaluation in everything. In medical checkups, in maintenance of the machines we have. And we need also such evaluation in our spiritual life. Did you really succeed to change your level of angry? Did you succeed to put your money under your feet? Did you succeed to love those who you couldn't love before? Did you succeed to have such a wide heart that love even those who hate the church? Did you succeed to have a good word for everybody around? Did you catch these virtues? Could you change? So we need this follow-up and evaluation. And you may blame yourself, or let the Bible blames you. While reading the Bible, you will see yourself clearly. You know, St. James said that the Bible is like a mirror. So standing before the Bible daily, you can see clearly where are you now. Where are you on the way to the heaven? Are you still on the way, or you went in a side way and you lost your way? Also, in this evaluation, we should have a plan and clear target. You can say, this year I am busy with the subject of humility. I wish to have some of this virtue. Another year you may think of, I wish to gain wisdom, heavenly wisdom. I will pray for this, I will read the Bible carefully to catch the wisdom of God. So you can focus, we need to focus year after year to get the change. Another point, another rule of changing, communication and changing. Actually, by interaction, we can change better. You know, one monk believed that he got himself the virtue of long-suffering because he was living alone in the desert. And when he went back to his father of confession, he was telling him, thank God, Abuna, I got the virtue of long-suffering and endurance. Abuna Allah, that's very good, my son. Why don't you come to live with us in the monastery? And after 1 week in the monastery, he got angry many times. And he proved this proved that he was not evaluated right because there was no interaction. So being within the community, among people, is a good evaluation. Are you really having this virtue, or you just having it in your mind while living alone? So by interaction, by communication, you can know where are you, specifically if you communicate with spiritual people. Also, you know, by this kind of communication, you will have psychological peacefulness. That's why yesterday we were talking about communication is very essential in our marital life and in all relations. We said that the relation with God depends on prayer. Prayer is communication. The relation between friends depends on communication. The relation between husband and wife depends on the level of their communication, how much time they spend and what is the level of their discussion. How can they enjoy talking to each other? Because this helps to get the worries out. Also, you know, by interacting with those who you love and they love you, you can see the negatives which you should focus on to change. I may not see my negatives, but definitely my wife can see. And she can help me to see this clearly. And she can encourage me, telling me that you are getting better on this. No, you are losing a good virtue. So take care. So we can help each other to change by communication. This kind of interactive communication needs openness, clearness. We should be clear and open to help each other. And also, usually, we plan for the change together. This mutual plan for change is the best applied to improve the level of happiness in the marital life. Also, you know, they say that those who enjoy the communication and the talking to each other, usually they are secured, they feel secured. You know, kids who did not enjoy a strong relationship with their parents, they feel insecure and they may have troubles later on in their life, and many of the depression and anxiety and phobias and this stuff of psychiatry is much related to the early childhood, whether they enjoyed this kind of warm interaction and communication with their parents or not. So you still have the chance to enjoy this within your family and with your partner. Also, the interactive communication, the good one, will help you to motivate yourself for change. This kind of motivation is very much related to the degree of communication. Also, other rules of changing, that you need some kind of self-confidence to change. I'm trying to revise. The first rule was grace rule, grace, believing grace. Second one is struggle, keep struggling. The third one was evaluation and follow up. The fourth one was interactive or communication. The fifth is you need a degree of self-confidence to change. Nobody can change if he is very having low self-esteem. He cannot. So, because the one who is confident, he can say, I'm sorry. Nobody can say sorry in an honest way, an easy way, if he is not confident. The strong people can say sorry, and they can put it in a good way, in an honest way, because they admit doing mistakes. That's why for many sinful persons, we need to love them first, so they get some self-confidence, so they admit that they made mistakes, and they go back to God confessing their sins. But without this kind of love, they will never reach this level of self-confidence, and they will never admit that they done wrong. Also, the self-confidence help to balance between defects and privileges. You know, the confident people can see clearly the negatives and the positives in their life. And no one here is completely negative or completely positive. So by this self-confidence, you can see, I'm good in this and that, I'm bad in this. So I need this to change, I need this positive to grow. And this is the way we help ourselves and others to change. Okay? The last point here in self-confidence, that with this confidence, you can accept others for a while. If you do not accept yourself, you can never accept anybody. If you do not love yourself in a Christian way, you can never love anybody around. So we need to be self-confident. This is far away from the meaning of pride, you know. Pride is far different. Pride is a sin. Pride is something which is not normal, not human. But being a man of God, you feel confident because God loves you. Not because you are very good. No, because simply you are God's likeness, like, and He loves you. Last sentence I would say, the change in your life is the most lovely and valuable gift that you can present to your life. By changing yourself, you are giving your partner the best gift you can give him. So just change for others, not only for yourself. If you can change in yourself, you are giving people around a great gift. If you change your anger attitude into a simple, meek attitude, you are giving everybody around different level of joyful life. So it's a gift for others, not only for God and for yourself, but also for others.